Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There were definitely a couple of stats so far through 6 weeks defensively to keep an eye on that I think are at least concerning. You know, if you were to say, can this defense improve in a couple different areas? We know where the offense is at. You know, they're third in points a drive and first in plays a drive. Defensively, in points allowed per drive, the Chiefs are 20th right now. And average time of drive, 30th. So the defense, those are the two glaring ones. There's some other ones. But average time of drive, 30. Teams are able to have long, sustained drives against Kansas City. And I know you're saying, okay, well, hopefully they're going to make a mistake. But teams have been able, we all saw in the opening drive, the Lions were able to run, what, 10 minutes? I think it was off the clock. They ended up getting a field goal, as we all know.
Yep.
But that would be one that's concerning only because, you know, Chris Jones getting gassed at the end of games. Well, the defense is on the field on these long average time per drive. There's only two teams that are worse.
Sure. And I would just point out that the way that this is looking and some of these EPA success metrics and some of these points per drive metrics is that we're fully back to bend, don't break. The reason why I'm not panicked yet, Gold, is that largely we have said before, after week 8 is when they tend to improve. What's thrown me off a little bit is the last 2 years, that's not been the case. So why are you off to a slower start than you were the last couple of years? And why are you back to what you had been previously in those other iterations of your defense? And really, two things stand out to me. One, teams are probably playing the Chiefs different defensively or offensively because they know they have to score again. And so these last couple of weeks, we are seeing teams be more aggressive, go for more fourth downs, take more chances, try to run out some clock, back to the way it used to be, Gold, where they're like, hey, is there a way we can just keep the Chiefs' offense off the field for as long as humanly possible? And that's why average time per drive is further down, and these teams are doing anything they can to try to keep Kansas City from getting comfortable. Because other than that, I think it might just be the pass rush. They've solved their corner issue and that Trent McDuffie played a bunch of slot snaps. His most of the season, by the way. I think it was almost 20 in the previous game. He allowed a single catch. So, like, they've worked out some of their slot defense part because they moved Trent McDuffie inside. And the run defense is shaky at times, but has mostly held its own, so we can't really fight with it. Comes down to one thing. In the key moments, when they got to get people off of the field on third down, they're letting quarterbacks run for first downs or they're giving them too much time to throw. So can you create a pass rush before you get to blitz on those third down situations is going to be a question probably for this defense all year. I don't think they're as good as last year's defense.
They're not
right
now.
I think they're significantly worse, but they're not as good.
Not right now because they haven't been able to establish that third defensive line option that can get after the quarterback. Last year, Turk Wharton had, 8.5 sacks? Mm-hmm. I think who's the third guy? Mike Danis.
6.5, something like that. He was either second or third.
6.5 or 8.5. Obviously, there's a big difference there, but you get the point. They had a third option, other than Chris Jones and Karlaftis, that was getting after the quarterback, wasn't requiring you to blitz at the rate that they are blitzing right now. And Mike Danis has been hurt. We all know we've talked on the interior of this offensive line. Derek Nnadi hasn't been good. Not that he was a sack guy ever, but that's been a problem for them.
Spack says he stays in his gap, which is not much of a compliment.
And Charles Omenihu has not had a good start to the season. I think he is trending in a nice spot, and that's why I want to see before the trade deadline in the next 3 weeks, can he continue to build on what he's done? He finally got in the sack column the week before, or 2 weeks before against Baltimore. We mentioned his time off the line of scrimmage was really impressive compared to where it was the first two or 3 weeks in the season. So I think he's their best chance internally at solving that. Otherwise, it is an external option, and it's very difficult to find a pass rushing option via the trade market in season.
Not an important one. They tried for Uche last year, but
rotational player. Sure, you're not going to get some big time.
Do you know why it's harder for them? They don't trust anybody. So like they can even make the trade. Josh Uche is a great example of that. Uche has been an effective player for the Philadelphia Eagles this year. Sure seemed like based on their pass rush last year, he could have been an effective player hypothetically for the Chiefs.
Yeah, that was a disconnect.
But they don't trust. That's it. They simply just do not trust defensive pass rushers. So you can bring in whoever you want in, and unless it's a star pass rusher, they're going to not play him the amount you and I want him.
I think that was a disconnect between front office and coaching. Rare time where that's happened during this run, where I think the front office, like Uche, and I think what you were just alluding to, where Spags was just not going to play him and didn't think he was a fit or trust or whatever it may be.
Didn't trust him to be in his gap assignment and Derek Nnadi or these other guys.
And so he just didn't play.
And I'm not saying that PFF is the end-all, be-all, and we can talk about what Chris Collins...
Well, it's definitely not, because they still think Patrick Mahomes is the 15th best quarterback in football last week.
So we can talk about what Chris Collinsworth had to say about it. I'm not here to just tell you that it's gospel, but also, they've had no pass rush. You simply can't, and this is my opinion on just general defensive line. I don't like when defensive coaches make excuses for players of, like, they do the very basic part of their job the best. Well, Derek Nnadi... physically, this is the compliment Spags gave the other day. He physically stands where he is supposed to stand on most of the plays. Wow.
I mean, what do you want to say publicly, though?
No, This is one of those where
Spags is not going to say, no. You know, you're right. He's not playing well at all.
It's not even about what Spags says. What I'm saying is, for the very few things that Derek Nnadi does right, every player should be doing right. He's not doing anything in additional. Yeah. Of jobs, if there's five jobs a defensive lineman has to do great, he's doing one of them really well. He's doing the other four, not at all. And so, like, you know, at some point, they're going to have to make adjustments on the defensive line.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.